analysis from the left-leaning Florida Policy Institute finds that during the coronavirus pandemic, Black and Latino workers in Florida were more likely than white workers to be denied unemployment benefits. The think tank is calling for more transparency in the state's unemployment system. From the start of the pandemic until this January, the leisure and hospitality industry lost 197,000 jobs, the most of any sector in the economy. Those jobs tend to be low wage, and they're disproportionately done by workers who are Black, Latino, and Asian, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But the analysis from the Florida Policy Institute finds that leisure and hospitality workers made up just 19% of applications for unemployment benefits. And even among those who did apply, the workers who received benefits were disproportionately white. Cindy Huddleston is a senior policy analyst with the Florida Policy Institute.
There are too many unanswered questions about who's able to qualify for unemployment assistance in Florida, and the demographics of people who are able to qualify. That information is there in the recesses of state computers somewhere, and it needs to be released.
All in all, statewide, fewer than half of all people who apply for unemployment benefits end up qualifying for aid. Sydney Bowles, WJCT News, 89.9.